from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listeners, welcome to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is our program summary for today. We will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, and News in Brief. We will continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We will conclude our program for today with Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President ensures prices in the market are stable. The National Transportation Safety Committee needs 6 months to publish Lion Air crash investigation result. Those are the headlines, now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo on Sunday morning, November 4th, visiting Anyar Market in Tangerang, Banten Province. In the visit, the President was accompanied by Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto and Tangerang Region Ahmad Zaki. President Jokowi said the review was meant to see first-hand price movements of goods in traditional markets. This, given that the inflation rate in Indonesia is at the current low level. The President also said that the government plans to revitalize the market in order to compete with supermarkets. We have a number of inflation figures. The inflation rate is low, below 3.5. I just want to check it in the field. It was the same or not. The inflation rate is below 3.5. The most important thing now is that the market must be neat, must be organized, not muddy, no bad smell. It has parking lot, so they can compete with supermarkets, with hypermarkets. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also appealed to the public not to disseminate misinformation regarding price movements in a stable market. According to him, the distribution of false information about prices on the market will actually harm traders in the market and make consumers turn to supermarkets. President Joko Widodo expressed his condolences over the death of a diver from the National SAR Agency, Syahrul Anto, who helped search for Lion Air PKLQP aircraft in Karawang, West Java. The President hopes that the incident will not happen again in the future.
Ya, yang pertama saya menyampaikan duka cita yang mendalam atas meninggalnya.
First, I conveyed a deep condolence over the death of our diver, Mr. Syahrul Anto. This is a very big role and contribution of divers in finding black boxes and aircraft components. As I said yesterday, there were 859 volunteers from the company who were all together in the context of evacuation to look for black boxes and others that we have done in the morning and evening. And we hope there will be no more divers who die in the field. Syahrul Anto, a diver who took part in the search team for the Lion Air PKLQP aircraft, died on Friday, 2nd of November 2018. Syahrul Anto is a civilian diver under the auspices of the Basarnas. He died while searching the Lion Air plane which crashed in Karawang. Syahrul was dead at the Koja Regional General Hospital after being knocked unconscious. President Joko Widodo on Sunday, November 4th, asked the people not to spread rumors that prices are going up while they are actually not. He made the request after visiting Pasar Anyar Traditional Market in Tangerang, Banten Province to check food prices. According to him, the traders could get angry if no one came to their market to shop because of the rumor. Sandiaga Uno, the running mate of Prabowo Subianto, who is Jokowi's rival in the next presidential election in April next year, recently claimed during a visit to a market in Parung Panjang, Bogor, West Java, that the price of tofu or soybean cake, as well as other vegetables, had gone up, adding that traders had complained to him about it. President Jokowi emphasized the prices of many items have even dropped. Indeed, one or two prices have been up, but fluctuation is a common thing, citing the price of meat that has gone up a bit while the price of egg has dropped. If this is keep going on, housewives will not go to the market but to supermarkets, hypermarkets, or even shopping malls. So please tell the fact when visiting a market. Tell about the prices as they are, the president said. On the occasion, President Jokowi called on traders to keep the market clean so that they can compete with supermarkets. The National Transportation Safety Committee, KNKT, will need at least 6 months to publish the result of its investigation into the crash of the Lion Air JT610 plane, Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi stated. The minister remarked after opening a journalism workshop on Friday, November 2nd, that the KNKT team is focusing on searching for the second black box, as only one was retrieved. However, the committee is still uncertain as to whether the recovered black box is the flight data recorder FDR or cockpit voice recorder CVR. He said the National Transportation Safety Committee will also seek data from the Boeing manufacturer to complete its investigation. The committee has met with the Boeing manufacturer to design the investigation process, including assistance as far as technical matters are involved, he noted. The KNKT is in the process of formulating a plan to conduct joint investigation along with Boeing into the crash of the Lion Air JT610 plane in the Java Sea in Karawang District, West Java on Monday, October 29th. This news comes from to you, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Commission 5 of the Indonesian House of Representatives urged the government to thoroughly evaluate flight safety regulations following the crash of Lion Air JT610. Member of the House of Representatives Commission 5, Neng Imarhamah Zulfa Hiske, told reporters on Saturday, November 3rd, that the aviation industry in Indonesia is predicted to be increasingly crowded with the high interest of citizens using airplanes. He considered the aviation industry in Indonesia became a promising business, so that the evaluation was not only limited to the condition of the aircraft owned by each airline, but regulations that anticipated the potential for air accidents. Solid flight schedules makes the capacity of all airports in Indonesia exceed the limit, so Commission 5 has asked the Ministry of Transportation to immediately make strict regulations. At present, the government is like a dilemma to make flight rules because they feel they are benefited by the presence of airlines offering affordable prices, but not with maximum service. He added, he had previously held a meeting with the National Transportation Safety Committee, NTSC, regarding the performance of the agency because increasingly air transportation at each airport was tight. In fact, his party will question the route that feels awkward, even though the pilot had requested to return to the airport because the plane had a problem. Around 6,000 runners from Indonesia and 22 foreign countries competed in an international marathon held in Mandalika Special Economic Zone, KEK, in Central Lombok District, West Nusa Tenggara Province on Sunday, November 4th. The Indonesian Army International Marathon, which offered prize money totaling 10 billion rupiah, kicked off on Sunday morning with the flag off from Indonesian Military Chief Air Chief Marshal Hadi Cahyanto. The event was aimed at introducing the Indonesian island of Lombok as an excellent tourist destination and boosting its tourism industry in the aftermath of the recent deadly earthquakes that rocked the resort island, he said. Among those participating in the marathon were 250 runners from 22 foreign countries, including Deputy Chief of Australian Army Major General Justin Frederick Elwood. This Indonesian Army International Marathon is divided into four categories, consisting of a full marathon, 42 kilometers, half marathon, 21 kilometers, as well as the 5-kilometer and 10-kilometers runs. The last item, as many as 53 Indonesian tourism industries consisting of hotels, tour operators, travel agents, and destination management company DMC from 7 provinces, namely Jakarta, Bali, West Nusa Tenggara, East Nusa Tenggara, West Papua, West Java, and Central Java, are participating in the 39th World Travel Market WTM in London. The European Regional Marketing Development Assistant to the Ministry of Tourism, Agustini Rahayu, told Antara on Sunday, November 4th, that Indonesia's participation in the tourism exhibition held on November 5 until 7, 2018 would be beneficial for the Indonesian tourism industry. The Indonesian Pavilion at the WTM will feature the traditional Finnish ship as the focal point with a touch of traditional Balinese architecture. 9 provincial administrations also displaced the Indonesian Pavilion, namely Lampung, Bali, Jakarta, Southeast Sulawesi, Central Java, West Papua, East Nusa Tenggara, Gorontalo, and North Sumatra. The World Travel Market is an important event to promote Indonesia's tourism tagline of Wonderful Indonesia in achieving the target of foreign tourists, especially from the UK. From year to year, the business potential generated at the WTM London continues to increase. Well, listener, that was the news.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with My Indonesia, a daily segment which today is on Indonesia Color Run 2018 and Goes Fun Bike highlighting Youth Pledge Day. About 40,000 runners took part in the 2018 Indonesia Color Run event while at the same time being entertained by DJ music taking place at Bung Karno Sport Complex Senayan, Jakarta on Sunday, October the 28th. With such large number of participants, this event managed to break the Muri record, which previously only reached 28,000. The majority of participants came from students and teenagers. Head of the organizing committee, Henki, said that he was proud and touched by this achievement on historic day, the Youth Pledge Day. Henki added that this event was held simultaneously in 10 cities in the country, including Yogyakarta and Bandung. In the future, it is planned that it will be held simultaneously in 40 cities, with a target participants of 60,000. He believes that the target will be achieved. This activity is also supported by the National Narcotic Agency, BNN, and attended by chairperson of BNN Inspector General Heru Wijanarko. Heru Wijanarko said that he was very proud of event like this. Moreover, the moment was associated with the commemoration of Youth Pledge Day. He added, it was time for young people to rise to join in building this nation. It means filling independence with positive activities. Meanwhile, in order to enliven the Youth Pledge Day commemoration, the Sleman Jogja Alliance also held Sleman Youth Fun Bike in the Sleman Regional Government Field on Sunday, October the 28th. Chairman of the committee, Reno Chandra Sangaji, said the event, which was followed by more than 4,000 participants, was divided into two distances, namely 15 and 30 kilometers. According to him, participants were not only from the Sleman region, but also from around the special region of Yogyakarta. The committee also brought up an anti-drugs campaign with the hope that this activity can support Sleman, which is healthier and free of drugs. That was My Indonesia Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from the state in the past as recorded in history. I'll begin with November the 4th, 1921. Japanese Prime Minister Hara Takashi is killed in Tokyo. Hara Takashi is a journalist, government official, and Japanese party politician. In 1876, he entered the law school. After graduating, he worked for Yubin Hochi Shinbun and Daito Nippo as reporters. Then he entered the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and succeeded in holding important positions, including the deputy minister. In 1918, he became prime minister and represented the first political party cabinet. But in 1921, he was killed at the Tokyo station by a supporter of the right-wing group. Turning to November 4, 2008, Barack Obama is elected as the 44th President of the United States. Barack Hussein Obama II is an American politician who served as the 44th President of the United States. He defeated Republican candidate John McCain in the 2008 presidential election. On November 4, Obama won 52.9% of the vote compared to 45.7% McCain received. He became the first African American to take office. Obama delivered his victory speech before hundreds of thousands of supporters in Grand Park, Chicago, and was installed as president on January 20, 2009. I'll end with November 4, 2010. Aero Caribbean Flight 883 crashed in the middle of a province in Cuba. Aero Caribbean Flight 883 is a scheduled international flight from Port-au-Prince in Haiti, heading to Havana, Cuba through Santiago de Cuba. On November 4, 2010, Aero Caribbean ATR 72212, which crashed in the middle of the Cuban province called Province of Sancti Spiritus, killing all 61 passengers and 7 crew members. As of November 5, 2010, this accident was the deadliest accident in the history of the ATR 72 type aircraft and the third deadliest accident in Cuba. Well, that was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with weekly segment Spotlight, which today is on President's Regret Execution of Tuti. President Joko Widodo expressed concern about the execution of an Indonesian national Tuti Tursilawati in Saudi Arabia, which was carried out without notification to the Indonesian government. Speaking to reporters on Wednesday in Jakarta, the president said he had protested the execution carried out without the notification. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi via telephone also conveyed her regrets to Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Adel bin Ahmed Al Jubeir. When receiving a courtesy visit to the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Saudi Arabia and during his meeting with King Salman some time ago, President Joko Widodo always reminded the Saudi government of the problems of protecting Indonesian workers. Nevertheless, the Indonesian government cannot interfere in the jurisdiction of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. As reported, Tuti Tursilawati, a migrant worker from Majalengka, West Java, was sentenced to be beheaded by a Saudi Arabian court in 2010. She was charged with premeditated murder of her employer's father, who had previously tried to rape her. Tuti, who was initially a victim of abuse, became a defendant. She was executed on Monday, October the 29th morning. Tuti is the second Indonesian citizen executed in Saudi Arabia in 2018. Previously, Zaini Misrin was executed on March 2018, also without giving official notification to the Indonesian government. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs noted that during 2011 to 2018, there were 103 Indonesian citizens who were threatened with death, but 85 of them were successfully released, and 13 others were awaiting further processing. 5 people have been executed. Meanwhile, amid concerns over Tuti's execution, the Ministry of Manpower is working to test the placement of Indonesian migrant workers in one channel, and this system does not implement a kafalah system or individual employer. This new system uses syarikat system or a company appointed to be responsible to the government of Saudi Arabia. Minister of Manpower Hanif Dakiri said this system will be evaluated every 6 months. Currently, the evaluation instrument is being prepared. Hanif said until now, the Indonesian Red Cross demand remained even though the placement for individual users in the Middle East had been stopped. Regarding the protection efforts, the government through the foreign minister proposed to its partner, the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia, to discuss the mandatory consular notification agreement or the obligation of the recipient country to notify the sending country of the problem faced by its citizens. Well, that was Spotlight this week over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here is the news in brief. President Joko Widodo on Sunday morning, November 4th, visiting Anyar Market in Tangerang, Banten Province. In the visit, the President was accompanied by Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto and Tangerang Regent Ahmad Zaki. President Jokowi said the review was meant to see first-hand price movements of goods in traditional market. President Joko Widodo expressed his condolences over the death of a diver from the National SAR Agency, Syahrul Anto, who helped search for Lion Air PKLQP aircraft in Karawang, West Java. The president hopes that the incident will not happen again in the future. President Joko Widodo on Sunday, November 4th, asked the people not to spread rumors that prices are going up while they are actually not. The National Transportation Safety Committee, KNKT, will need at least 6 months to publish the result of its investigation into the crash of the Lion Air JT610 plane, Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi stated. Commission 5 of the Indonesian House of Representatives urged the government to thoroughly evaluate flight safety regulations following the crash of Lion Air JT610. Around 6,000 runners from Indonesia and 22 foreign countries competed in an international marathon held in Mandalika Special Economic Zone (KEK) in Central Lombok District, West Nusa Tenggara Province on Sunday, November 4th. And the last as many as 53 Indonesian tourism industries consisting of hotels, tour operators, travel agents, and destination management company DMC from 7 provinces are participating in the 39th World Travel Market WTM in London. Well, listener, that was the news in brief. You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 3325 kHz. You can also listen through audio streaming at www.voinews.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service with Indonesian Wonder, a special program featuring Indonesian tourism. Today, I'll invite you to North Sulawesi to enjoy the beauty of Lihaga Island in North Minahasa. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on frequency 3325 kHz or at www.voinews.id or through the RRI Play application. North Sulawesi is indeed known as a maritime paradise, and Lihaga Island is one of the tourist attractions in North Minahasa, which unfortunately is not often visited by tourists. Administratively, the island, which has an area of approximately 8 hectares, is located in Likupang Sub-District, North Minahasa Regency. To reach Likupang or Serai Port from Manado City takes about 90 minutes by car. After arriving at Likupang, you will still have to take another trip for about 40 minutes using a local fishing boat that is usually used to bring tourists to the island of Lihaga at a fee of around 800,000 rupiah for 20 passengers. To reach Lihaga Island, it takes a rather long time, but you don't have to worry because the journey will not be in vain. When you arrive on the uninhabited island of Lihaga, you will be greeted by a stretch of fine white sand surrounded by blue ocean. Before arriving on the island of Lihaga, you will be treated to a wonderful view of a small island surrounded by white sand and so beautiful water gradations. Before going down on the island of Lihaga, you can negotiate with the boat owner to circle Lihaga Island first. You will see the other side of Lihaga Island. The seaside is dominated by a stretch of coral and white sand with a beautiful view, an enchanting landscape that is rarely found in other tourist attractions. Some say the underwater scenery of Lihaga Island is as beautiful as the Bunaken Marine Park, which is also located in the famous North Sulawesi province. On Lihaga Island, you can enjoy underwater views by snorkeling. Although the island is not inhabited, there is no need to worry because there are facilities such as toilets and changing rooms available on the island. You can even stay on the island free of charge, but of course, you have to bring your own equipment such as tents and cooking utensils because there are no restaurants or convenience stores that sell food on the island of Lihaga. Due to its amazing natural beauty, Lihaga Island has also become one of the photographer's favorite location. Therefore, don't be surprised when you are on the island, there are many photography lovers walking around looking for a spot to capture the beauty of this uninhabited island. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Lihaga Island, an interesting tourist spot in North Minahasa or North Sulawesi. Tomorrow, we will meet again with other interesting topics.
Still being with us at Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send your email to voi@voinews.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, custom and tradition, environment and technology, even lifestyle. This edition presents the topic of patin fishbone powder to overcome stunting. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id or RRI Play application. Some lecturers from the University of Tuanku Tambusai, Riau Province, successfully formulated patin fishbone powder to overcome the problems of stunting that still occur in Indonesia. Stunting is a problem of chronic malnutrition caused by a lack of nutritional intake in a long time. Stunting occurs when the fetus is still in the womb and only appears when the child is 2 years old. Usually, the child's body is shorter than his age. In addition to stunted growth, stunting is also associated with brain development that is not optimal. Data from the Indonesian Ministry of Health in May 2018, stunting cases in Indonesia still found at 37.2%. Chair of the research and lecturer at the University of Tuanku Tambusai, Nur Aprianis, in a press statement said, patin or catfish bones have high protein content, calcium and phosphorus, which are needed for the growth of toddlers. She explained, research on catfish bones powder also involved other lecturers from the same university, namely Ferawati Besti and M. Nurman. The study began in 2017 and got the result in 2018. Nur said the results of the study has also been granted patents from the Ministry of Law and Human Rights of the Republic of Indonesia. Nur Aprianis, lecturer of Nutrition Study Program at Tuanku Tambusai University, said the purpose of the study was to find out the best formula for patin or catfish powder, or in Latin, Pangasius Hypopotalmus, for stunting toddlers. Patin or catfish is a freshwater fish that is widely cultivated in Riau Province, especially in Kampar District. The reason for choosing catfish bones is because Kampar is the largest producer of catfish or patin in Riau. So the researchers try to utilize the fish bone waste. During this time, catfish bone has never been used and only became waste. According to Nur Aprianis, information about formulation of catfish bone powder has been published in the Indonesian Public Health Media online journal. With the publication, people are expected to be able to obtain information about patin or catfish bone powder so as to reduce risk or be a solution to stunting problems. That was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia. Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Dieter Leopold in Germany. He sent an email to German section. He was complained because he could not hear our broadcast in German program when he was in Western Australia. Mr. Dieter Leopold said that there was no signal, but he could listen to the German program from 1800 hours to 1900 hours UTC in the internet live streaming. He also commented about the three winners of the VOI International Quiz 2018, where they were invited to see Natural Park in West Java Province. He said that it was interesting experience for them. Hello Mr. Dieter Leopold, thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. For your complaint, we will deliver to our technical division why there is no signal in Western Australia. But we really appreciate your efforts to still hear our broadcast through internet live streaming. Therefore, special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Well, Mr. Dieter Leopold, please keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your report.
Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata, karena cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini telah luluh saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Oh, ta-da-da-da. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, yeah, yeah. You are the beauty, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the beauty. You are the beauty. You're the beauty, beauty is you, and the beauty is you, and the beauty is you, beauty is you, you, yeah.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Jose Amador Hidalgo in Argentina. In his email, Mr. Jose Amador Hidalgo told that he was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program on September 15, 2018 through a shortwave receiver and also application through his mobile phone. Hello Mr. Jose Amador Hidalgo, thank you very much for your time to listen to our broadcast. Through mobile phone, our broadcast can be heard anytime and anywhere. Hopefully, you will be satisfied. So, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. special for you, we will play a beautiful song.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now, we will continue to reply an email from Omar Lasas in Algeria. His email was addressed to Voice of Indonesia and especially to the French service team. In his email, he congratulated the entire RRI World Service team on the occasion of the celebration of the 73rd anniversary of the broadcast of his first broadcasts abroad. All his warmest wishes and most sincere, and he wishes us a lot of success and prosperity, and a big thank you to the entire RRI World team service to the efforts made for many years. Hello, Mr. Omar Lasas. Thank you for your prayer on our broadcast. We wish the same prayer also will happen to you. Well, Mr. Omar Lasas, please keep listening to our broadcast. For you, we will play a beautiful song.
Janji bahwa ku akan akan tetap selalu mencintai kamu. Ingatkah kau telah berjanji bahwa kau akan tetap selalu mencintai aku. Tahukah kamu, hatiku selalu memilihmu. Walau ku tahu ku takkan bisa milikimu, oh, 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 oh. Lupakanlah segala rasa yang kini sesakkan dada. Meski tak bisa bersama, ku mencinta.
Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Mr. Bouze Bouja Muhammad, also in Algeria. In his email, he said that he will remain faithful to listen to Voice of Indonesia broadcast. Hello, Mr. Bouze Bouja Muhammad. Thank you very much for your willingness to be our regular listener. We hope you always listen to our broadcast every day and send your reception report. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 2100 hours West Indonesia time, or 1300 hours to 1400 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen, but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRI Play application, choose RRI Net, and then choose RRI Net 720 pixel. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fanpage. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at @voiindonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Sofie Tiarela. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Mencintaimu sungguh mudah, semudah 1, 2, 3. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saat ku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu, tapi hatiku selalu untukmu. Denganmu kutemukan cahaya hatiku, denganmu kutemukan cinta sejatiku. Ada cinta dan ada benci, kita tertawa dan menangis hingga akhir umurku nanti. Kota pernah terganti, mencintaimu sungguh mudah, semudah 1, 2, 3. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saatku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu, tapi hatiku selalu untukmu. Denganmu kutemukan cahaya hatiku, denganmu kutemukan cinta sejati.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157 Jakarta 10110 Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia.
our Instagram voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.